is ridiculous. It's a radio show. It ain't a one-hour television spectacular.
All right, to 4:30, the home team, Chris and Jeff with you till 7 tonight. As we rejoin you now on a Monday afternoon, and time to talk a little golf as we do each and every week at this time with Cuts Benedict and another major. It's May, and we've already had two majors, Cuts. And, boy, yeah. I mean, Brooks Koepka now with four major championships out of the last eight. He did some history-making stuff this weekend, but just as soon as you thought it was going to be a runaway, I mean, heck, Dustin Johnson did get to within one shot yesterday, but... it was a quick buzzkill though, and he went bogey after that.
Yeah, the weather just would not let Dustin Johnson finish, and I could almost feel it coming. I was like, "Come on, DJ, you don't need birdies; you just need pars to keep the pressure on." And boy, that course was playing tough yesterday with that wind.
It really was, and for Koepka, I think the key for him is that he didn't have any of those others out there, and this is a term we use in baseball a lot. He protected the scoreboard, even with those four straight bogeys. He was still in the lead, but that says a lot about those scores he was able to put up there early, and I think if Johnson had parred home, we probably would have had a playoff there, but just kind of going back to the historical perspective, I mean, the three of us could sit around and talk about golf history for hours, and Cutch, you know it as good as anybody. I mean, I've said this, I've tweeted it out so many times. You want to compare him to somebody? I mean, that power, his game, the way he could overpower these courses, it reminds you of what the Golden Bear did back in his 20s.
Yeah, no question. I mean, just the what he was doing with his driver those first 3 days was just crazy. I mean, he's hitting it literally 325, 330 every hole, and he's hitting almost every fairway. And if he doesn't hit the fairway, even if he's in the rough a little bit, he's so much closer to the green than the other players. He could hack something out on the green, near the green, and he just wasn't making bogeys. That bogeys weren't even threatening him the first few days. It didn't seem like, until he hit that one little stretch yesterday. So the driver, he won that tournament with two clubs, his driver and his putter, for sure.
What's the view for Dustin Johnson today? He's now been the runner-up at both these majors. He created
it's Greg Norman, man.
Yeah, he just finished up the career second-place slam yesterday. But he was, because of Koepka's round yesterday, DJ ended up the only player in the field to shoot all four rounds in the 60s. So it's just like, boy, I played great, but just as soon as I had a chance to win, I blew it. And, but here he is again. He's just sitting with that one major championship, but he is so close to winning another one.
Oh, yeah. No, I think DJ is fine. I mean, I don't think, he's got more money than he can spend. He's certainly in a comfortable position with all that goes with that. And I think career-wise for him, I'm certain he feels like that if he just keeps putting himself in position, he's going to get another one or two. And the likelihood, at this point, what is the over-under for majors for DJ? It's probably 2.5. He might get one or two more, but he won't get more than that. It'd be unlikely. And then we can talk about Koepka. And I know he's got four of the last eight, and he's on this kind of surge, if you will, and he's having a good run, but we know what golf is. Other than Tiger Woods, for most normal people, this run that Koepka's on is gonna fizzle a little bit if not out at some point. He's not gonna continue winning majors at this pace. I know he was quoted as saying, 10 majors is certainly not out of the realm, and it may not be. He's still, just right at 30, I think?
He's 29, so,
29, yeah. So, I mean, he's got 40, he's got 10 years. He's got 40 majors, good majors in him, let's say, to age 40. And, so certainly, odds are he could win at least, four or five more or whatever. But he won't continue at this pace. And I think that's where people get – people get a little bit overly excited sometimes with what these guys are doing. There was a moment where Jason Day won the PGA, Whistling Straits, a couple
15.
Years ago.
Oh, man, he was the best. I mean, even after Spieth had won the two that year, Day looked like the best player.
Well, think about
– No, he was – he was the best player at that moment, even though Spieth had done what he did. And JD, truly, I was sitting there saying, okay, how does anybody beat this guy right now? It's not going to happen.
McIlroy, too. Sudden,
yeah, think about Rory. Yeah, he won four majors in a pretty short period of
4 years.
And two of them by 8 shots. And
at some point,
hadn't won one since,
at some point, the putts just don't fall all the time like they do. You know, and it does, you know, even for the greatest of greats, the putts don't always fall, and you don't always get the bounce and the shot and the right thing at the right time. So, you know, things will probably level off for Koepka. Now, look, he's in the Hall of Fame already. By career statistics, you know, four majors puts you in the Hall of Fame, which is a little crazy at age 29, but it is what it is in golf. And so, things will slow down for him, and I'm sure he'll continue to have a solid career going forward. But it'll amaze a lot of us, mainly me, if he continues to do what he's doing at this pace. I just can't imagine it happens.
Well, here's the thing, though. Tiger totally skewed what a lot of majors is. Like, Seve won 5. That's a ton of majors. Faldo won 6.
Right.
That's a ton of majors. I do feel like Brooks Koepka with 4. Arnold Palmer won 7. Tom Watson won 8. Ben Hogan, Gary Player won 9. I don't think it's a stretch to say he could get into that territory. I mean, this guy, he's a stud. In the other area where he's got a little similarity there to Nicklaus. Now, Jack tuned it out when Arnie's Army was cheering against him. Koepka, and you can hear those fans were cheering, DJ. Koepka uses what he feels is slight and a quote-unquote lack of respect. He uses that as fuel. So it's a little bit different yet similar, and that they might not be at this point the crowd favorite, but they're able to thrive off of that.
Yeah, no question. I guess I didn't notice it as much as other people, but I guess there were some I think even in Dustin Johnson's backswing, the commentators, I think Faldo made reference to it at one point yesterday, where there were some fans like at the top of backswings yelling, you know, whatever they're yelling. And so I know the crowd got a little out of hand.
That's New York crowd.
Yeah, New Yorkers were the best sports fans, though.
Don't even get me started with JD's Yankees and my Red Sox, okay? We can't even have that conversation.
Yeah, Cuts listens to WEEI all the time. We know that, but he doesn't have us too, Dad.
Yeah, right. No, I the fact that I know what WEEI is, I'll just give myself that much credit. But, no, it was interesting. I mean, you know, Koepka, I mean, he held it together when he 4 bogeys in a row, DJ cuts it to 1. The crowd is, you know, getting kind of angst, certainly getting a little rowdy, and the wind's blowing. And it'll be interesting, you know, going forward. You know, it's a short turnaround. Here we go, right? Colonial, Memorial, Canadian Open. Now, what do you do if you're Tiger?
You play Memorial. That's it.
You got to play. Exactly. You play the middle tournament of these next 3 weeks because it's Jack's tournament. It's a good golf course, the whole deal. And it's hard to fathom that Colonial and the Canadian Open are going to take a back seat. I mean,
looking forward to Koepka missing the cut at the Memorial prior to winning the U.S. Open.
Well, it makes a lot of sense, right, to have the PGA between the Byron Nelson and Colonial, right? Yeah, you go from Dallas to New York to Fort Worth. So, I mean, hey, let me tell you something else. Bethpage makes a brutal course. And all. Here's the other thing that helped save Koepka. And I know these, they're so good, it doesn't come into play, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Outside of number 8, there's no water out there. I mean, if Koepka had been sliding like that at Augusta, he would have gotten wet yesterday. That's a huge difference when you got water coming into play. It saves you from those dreaded doubles, from the snowmen, from those dreaded others that cost you major championships.
Yeah, no question. I mean, it's hard to imagine that one hole in 18 where there's water in play, and it's a par 3, so you're hitting the ball off of a tee.
Mm-hmm.
So how many balls went in that water or in the 4 days? I bet not double figures.
No.
I bet
as it turns
digits,
out, why he didn't win the Masters is he got wet on 12 on Sunday.
Little number 12, Golden Bell.
And still finished second.
So the U.S. Open at Pebble Beach, and no doubt it takes the big step up when you think about Jack Nicklaus in 72, Tom Watson in 1982, what Tiger Woods was able to do in 2000. And when you're talking about the holy grail of golf courses, you got Augusta National, you got St. Andrews, and you've got Pebble Beach. And here's the cool thing rolling into Pebble. Tiger won the Masters. Koepka's won the PGA. I never thought I'd be going to a graduation party during the PGA Championship. And Rory won the Players' Championship. So this is some pretty chalky stuff heading to the perfect meeting of land and sea.
Yeah, I know. And I think the golf course is more neutral to all of them, too. As it turned out, maybe we didn't know it going into the week, and I never really thought Tiger had much of a chance week. And you just can't play zero competitive holes between one major and the next. I mean, Tiger could in his 20s, but not when he's 43 and he's and we didn't know he wasn't going to really feel well on Wednesday. He didn't get any practice time in, and it was just kind of the perfect storm against him. And you know, but I didn't realize I knew Bethpage Black was a big, long, tough golf course, but I didn't realize how much it would favor Koepka's tee ball. I thought, you know, I mean, it was just a huge deal, you know, and he took advantage of it. But Pebble Beach is not that, you know. Pebble Beach, I mean, every course favors length, but Pebble Beach is definitely going to be a golf course that will allow many more different types of players. I mean, Zach Johnson could play well at Pebble Beach.
Right.
Let me put it that way.
Well, this thing, like, I mean, even the announcers were saying, the guys who really knew it were like, listen, there's only about 7-8 guys who could win this thing, and you knew that Koepka and Dustin Johnson were two of them.
Yeah, with the big hitters.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The surprise really was Spieth, who's not
no
a bomber
doubt.
Off the tee that ends
Maybe
up
he's
third.
Getting back
yeah,
now.
What got into him, Cuts?
Well, he started putting. I mean, I think mentally he got into it. He really was. You could see the emotion. He made a couple of par putts yesterday, and you could see a fist pump and some emotion and some different body language from him. But he definitely started putting better. And I think he hit like 5 fairways one round, and you know, I don't really think he really played all that well. But for sure, his putter got better, and so you know that's his game. I mean, he hits it good enough. He hits the right shot at the right time. He's had give him his due for his majors, et cetera. But his it was putting for him this week,
Agreed.
And so you know it'd be interesting again him at Pebble. You know, he's got a good history there. So I mean, Pebble's going to be it should be a lot more fun to watch. I mean, the tournament, I hate to say it, but it was like I just happened to be on Golf Channel Thursday morning and saw Tiger and Koepka and Molinari teeing off, and I guess Koepka hit first and hit it in the fairway, and then Molinari hit and hit a big rope hook to the left, and then Tiger, I said, okay, here comes Tiger's over fade in reaction to Molinari's hook, and sure enough, Tiger fades in the rough, makes double, Koepka makes it from off the green, puts it in from off the green for birdie. I'm thinking to myself, I mean, I know it's ridiculous to think, you know, one hole. I mean, I'm saying, okay, how's this bode for the rest of the tournament? You know, and sure enough, it was, I mean, it just, I mean, that
right.
was it. That was really dictated the whole deal.
All right. First major after the Masters. I get it. It's going to take us a long time. I don't like it moving, all that stuff. Also being played at Bethpage Black, where it's had 2 U.S. Opens. I had to sit there and remind myself several times this was the PGA, not the U.S. Open.
I know it. It felt like a U.S. Open, didn't it? You know, and when they hit it in the rough, chipping
rough.
Out. I like rough that challenges a player to maybe go for the green and maybe try and play some kind of shot towards the green or a greenside bunker or whatever. At least gets them to play the game of golf. When you're hitting drivers, you know, 4 yards out of the fairway and there's no trees around and you just have to wedge it out in the fairway. That to me. I get it that they're rewarding accuracy with drivers, but that to me is just not – that's just not playing the game of golf to me. I don't like that a bit. I mean, I know there's a fine line, but I think you got to have some rough that allows these guys to go – you know, like I said, challenge them to kind of go for the green out of a little flyer rough lie. Don't just take it out of their hands completely.
All right. I heard this on the Golf Channel. I guess it was – I'm confused on my days here. Okay. So, none of the above, or because here obviously Koepka's got 2 to get. Who gets the career Grand Slam first? Spieth, McIlroy, Mickelson, Koepka, or none of the above? Brame?
I'm still going to, because he only needs one, I'm going to go with McIlroy at Augusta still.
Okay, now Spieth needs a PGA.
Yeah.
Yeah, Phil needs a U.S. Koepka needs two. Kutz, what do you say?
Yeah, I kind of like Spieth at the PGA because it's in May now. If it was in August, I don't know if I'd be that way, but I like it where it's positioned for him.
And just to show, it's like we've said before, Ernie Els and Phil Mickelson, heck, Jason Day, those guys had – Raymond Floyd had the games to win career Grand Slams. Obviously, Tom Watson and Arnold Palmer – but they didn't. It's extremely difficult to do, and it is kind of cool, even though Phil's up there now, and there's no doubt this will be his last shot ever at a U.S. Open. I think we could agree with that, where he's had such great success at Pebble Beach. But it is pretty cool in this era with so many talented players that we've got some guys chasing some history out there.
Yeah, I think you're right about Phil. I don't know, it almost looks like, to me, it almost – tell me if this feels, to me, it almost looked like Phil wasn't even isn't really taking himself seriously anymore. It's like he's just out there for fun. And I mean, it literally looked like he was playing in a member guest or something. I just did not see the intensity at all with him. And just, I don't know. It just looked, he played okay.
He put out another one of those video tweets like he did when he was driving up Magnolia Lane in Augusta, the one where he was talking about exercising his thumbs because he was going to make like 6 or 7 birdies and give like 200 thumbs ups or something. And it was just like, that one I felt like, all right, you're like drunk or something. I mean, where's this coming from?
Yeah, and I thought the thing at Augusta was a little bizarre too, you know. And I know it's entertaining for the fans, and it's kind of Phil being having fun and being Phil and everything. But driving up Magnolia Lane, talking about how he's going to bomb all his drivers. I don't know. I think Phil, he's reached a different zone somewhere. But I don't see. Be shocking. I think Pebble, he better have his game face on. He could do well there. He plays. He's certainly got a good history at Pebble.
All right, Kutz, we appreciate your time as always. And I guess next Monday's Memorial Day, so maybe Tuesday or something.
Be good.
All right.
Absolutely. Y'all have a great week.
Thank you, Cutter.
Go Dogs. Baseball team is rolling.
Yeah, they are. All right,
Kutz.
Have a good week.
See you guys.
There's Kutz.